This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former presidents, colleagues, friends, and family gathered at Washington's National Cathedral Saturday for a memorial service for the late Arizona Senator John McCain. AP's Sagar Meghani reports the service paid tribute to the two-time presidential candidate who served his country for 60 years.
Barack Obama says inviting George W. Bush and him to speak showed McCain's sense of humor and mischief.
What better way to get a last laugh than to make George and I say nice things about him to a national audience?
But both praised McCain to an audience that included Bill Clinton, but not President Trump.
He made us better presidents.
In the end, I got to enjoy one of life's great gifts. The friendship of John McCain,
whom Bush says exemplified national ideals of courage and decency. And if the country's tempted to stray,
John's voice will always come as a whisper over our shoulder. We are better than this. America is better than this.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday there was no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement. He also warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations or he would terminate the trilateral pact altogether. But as AP's Julie Walker reports, the president might be overstepping his authority.
In a series of tweets while visiting his Virginia golf course on the same day John McCain was memorialized, President Trump threatened to scrap the new NAFTA deal should Congress interfere with negotiations. But international trade expert Phil Levy says it's not clear whether Trump has the authority.
We don't generally have it that a president can dismiss a law by decree.
Levy adds most don't want NAFTA to go away or to lose Canada. Sticking points include the dairy market and generic drug competition. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.